Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. C.S. Lewis wrote, "Though our feelings come and go, God's love for us does not." Our guest today, he has experienced the reality of the love of God. He's also one whose heart is to help others connect in their love for Jesus. As usual, we pause just for a moment at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii radio show is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. We like to just say that up front for you to know how much God loves you and that He knows you. He knows exactly what you're going through, what you're feeling, the pressures and the stress that you bear. And He wants to let you know that His arms are outstretched. His love is, His everlasting arms of love are open for you to embrace you. And with that, for you to remember that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. And He shed His blood on that cross. And He was buried. And He rose again on the third day. And the living Christ calls you to Himself to come in humility and repentance, a willingness, a heart to change. And as you do, through the grace of Almighty God, you can experience a new life and new hope in whatever situation you're in. It's not the end. It could be the start of a new beginning. Well, talking about new hope, Pastor Sheldon Laxina is the senior pastor of New Hope Hilo. He and his wife, Heidi, began attending New Hope in 1990. Shortly after, they started serving in the youth ministry together. While serving in the youth ministry, New Hope's former senior pastor, Alex Pacheco, recognized their faithfulness and love for the youth and children. He encouraged Pastor Sheldon to get his pastor's license. As they served in youth ministry, Pastor Alex began an 8-year transition, moving Pastor Sheldon and Heidi into the role of senior pastor. Pastor Sheldon's heart is to connect every generation in their love for Jesus. As he instills hope in the dreams of our younger generations, he recognizes the value of our kupuna, or our seniors, and their wisdom needed to guide our future leaders. He enjoys paddleboarding and is a very gifted and talented artist. Heidi is a small business owner creating unique country chic gifts and crafts. Pastor Sheldon and Heidi have 2 sons, Justin and Jordan. They are proud grandparents of Jaden and Landon from their older son, Justin, and his wife, Lorraine. Pastor Sheldon, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you, Danny, for having me. It's a privilege to be here, and I'm really thankful that I have this opportunity.
Pastor, where did you grow up?
I actually grew up in Waimanalo and moved to the Big Island right after I graduated from Kailo High School in 1990.
Mm-hmm. What was it like growing up there in Waimanalo country?
Well, I think that it was fun. I mean, you know, I was there with my cousins and, you know, my family was there. My father left when we were at an early age. I think I was around 7 years old. So all we had was each other. And, I mean, if you know Waimanalo as a child, there's so much things to do. And so we had fun. We climbed trees. We made clubhouses like every other kid and did our very best to stay busy. And, of course, once in a while got into trouble because of that. So mm-hmm. it was fun growing up. I really enjoyed it.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
I think my mom. You know, being a single mom and being on welfare. You know, it was a we didn't know we didn't have. You know, we just knew that what we had in front of us was, we thought that was normal. So my mom would always encourage us to do the best that we could with what we had. She would always encourage me in my gifting, or with art, or with sports or school. My sister, she's a year older, so she would always encourage me, even when I got discouraged and even when I went through my difficult times as a teenager. And my oldest brother, he's 6 years older, and I always looked up to him. And, you know, he had all the coolest things because, you know, he had the things quicker than I did. He got his bike first. He got some toys first. So I always looked up to him. And then my youngest brother also influenced me with just his humor and even his gifting. He's very talented. So I think it was just the family in general.
And there are four kids.
Yes. So it was my two brothers and my oldest sister.
Pastor, there are, it seems to be a growing number. It's a growing number of single parent families, a lot of single mothers raising children, multiple children. You mentioned your mom and how, you know, you look up to her and the things that she did. What would you say as a word of encouragement right now to a single mother who's listening and just needs a boost from a boost of encouragement? What would you say?
Just don't give up. You know, I never knew my mom struggled with raising us four. She never showed that she struggled. Yeah, once in a while she would snap. Once in a while she would get angry, like we all do.
Yes.
But she never blamed us for the situation we were in. She never said, I wish this, I wish that. She just always brought out the best in us. And, you know, as I look back on that, she just never gave up. Even though we didn't have, sometimes we didn't have breakfast. Sometimes we didn't have a meal to eat. We would have to share, a sandwich together. And she would just cut it up. Or whenever we had food, we had to use it sparingly. So the way she did it was she kept it alive and enjoyable, no matter what circumstance surrounded us. So to the single mother, that's just a term that we use as to identify the situation rather than the person.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not a single mom. You're a great mom.
Wow.
And it's just the situation you're in that calls you a single mom. But you're the best mom. And there's no other that's going to replace you. So when I talk to my mom now, you know, I always thank her for everything that she did that I'd never see.
I think it's a timely word. Someone who needs a touch from the Lord, just receive a touch. Mm-hmm. Pastor, thank you for sharing that.
Sure.
You know, your mom was very sensitive to you, your siblings. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that she was aware of cultivating your interests, your passions, your talents. What interests did you have as a boy?
You know, growing up in Waimanala, you get interested in everything. And because we didn't have much, we had to make things work out. You know, we didn't have a bike, so I had to go to the scrapyard and find parts to make a bike. So she always encouraged us to use our hands, our imagination. And when there was a problem in the house, we couldn't afford to get somebody to fix it, so we had to figure it out ourselves. So she always would be amazed that we could figure something out with making the TV work or making something out of nothing into a toy. So she continuously allowed our imagination to expand just by encouraging us in that way. So the giftings that came along, I think as the years went on, I don't know how she did it. All I know is she never put us down, and she never made us feel like we could not accomplish something. Mm.
Heroic, Pastor Sheldon. We heroic. Your artistry.
Mm.
How did that come about? How did you discover your gifts and cultivate that?
Yeah, it was amazing because I never knew how to draw. And growing up, I would watch other students in school, my friends, and they would draw, and I would be amazed at what they could do. And I think it was in the fifth grade where I was able to draw something, and it was for an art exhibition. Everybody was going to put their artwork in the cafeteria of Wamenala Elementary School. And so I drew something, and it looked pretty good. And it was a bird. I think it was a flamingo. And the person sitting next to me in class was the best artist in school. He could draw very well. And so he started showing everybody my art. And no one believed that it was me. They thought it was him because he was sitting next to me. But then they asked me to draw something else, and I could. And from that day on, I could draw anything.
Hmm.
So it was from one day to the next that all of a sudden I could draw anything. So I really believe it is a God-given gift that I'm able to use my art now for the glory of God. So that's how it happened. I didn't take classes or anything. I'm just thankful. I'm thankful that I have that ability.
And I'm grateful that you shared a little of that. The first time I sat down at New Hope Hilo and heard Pastor Sheldon Laxina preach, I said, wow, what an eloquent communicator of the Word of God. And I see this paint. It's like a paint canvas right there on the platform, and I see you doing some strokes. At first, it was mysterious to me. I didn't know what it was, and then all of a sudden, literally out of what strokes you were doing on this canvas, emerged an incredible painting. So when you say gift from God, hands down, yeah, you've got it. And you know, the unique way in which Pastor Sheldon has been gifted and the way he's using his gifts, it's a unique way in which the Lord has crafted something special in each person that's listening to this program today. In fact, you know how Pastor mentioned about his upbringing? It wasn't He didn't grow up with a silver spoon or a golden spoon in his mouth. But through the situation, God's giftings were going to emerge. Today, as you listen to our show, we're going to take a quick break right now. But when we come back, we're going to hear more about Pastor Sheldon and even his spiritual journey, how he became a Christ follower. What's happened since Christ has come into his life? What difference has Jesus made? But you know the unique artistry of God and how he gifted this man of God? Well, he's gifted you too. And you know what? You might feel like the situation is certainly far from ideal, the one that you find yourself in right now. But through the difficulty will emerge something that may be quite surprising to you. And it might be a surprise to others. People might say, huh? Did you do that? Did you really say that? Amazing. Wow. Just like Pastor Sheldon's friend, you know, that artist who everybody thought was the best artist in the school, and suddenly he showed what Pastor Sheldon had drawn, and people were amazed. It's not just about amazement. It's about the depth of God's purpose and plan, even in trying times. We've got a word of hope from you, from a pastor from New Hope, Hilo, when we come back.
Wow. wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Now imagine you just, you're eating, you're with your friends, and you have to think about how at home, you know, you grew up in a place where sometimes you had to share, because there was the resources that people typically have today, or many people have, it wasn't the same kind of resources that you had. But, you know, you made it, and you sacrificed, even though you didn't know you were making sacrifices, but you made it. Things changed along the way. And part of the change that took place was one day you drew something, and as a youngster, the person who was known in the school, who was the best artist, actually saw what you had drawn, and he began to showcase it in front of others, and people didn't even believe it was you because they thought that it was him, because he's the best artist in the school. Well, almost like an overnight thing, you realize that God has given you a gift. Well, that's the story of Pastor Sheldon Laxina. He's the senior pastor of New Hope Hilo. I'm Danny Yamashiro. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. If you're tuning in right now, you might be wondering, hey, okay, I caught the tail end of that last segment. Can I get the rest of the show? The answer is yes. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can get their free podcast. But more than that, I would say, take it, listen to it, yes, but share it with a family member or a friend who, you know, you can already sense would be encouraged by this broadcast. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.org. And I want to say a big mahalo to our corporate partners, our church partners, as well as those like you who have joined in to make this show available to others, like your neighbors, like your friends. Pastor Sheldon, we talked about your gifting, how you've, you know, well, you know, we didn't even really get into how you cultivated that. But well, why don't you share? Over the years, how did you develop that raw gifting that you saw God give to you as an artist?
Actually, I think because I never knew how to draw, And I, all of a sudden, one day I could. I was just thrilled that I was able to, so I just kept drawing. And that was in fifth grade. But by the time I hit my probably 10th or 11th grade mark in my life, I remember one day I lost it. I couldn't draw. And I was frustrated. I couldn't even draw a simple flower. And I was discouraged. And I felt like the gift that I had was gone. And I kept trying to draw. I kept trying, and I couldn't draw anything. And then I went home, and I just felt discouraged that I couldn't draw. My wife, Heidi, who at that time I was dating, she just kept encouraging me. And through that, I found it in myself to say, even if I cannot draw, I'm going to keep trying. And so I did, and then all of a sudden it came back. And people would put me down in school and, you know, tease my art and things. But and then I came home one day, and I was discouraged, and my sister April, she said, "What's wrong?" And I said, "You know, people are teasing me about my artwork. They're saying I cannot draw, and you're never going to amount to anything. You're not going to do anything good." And she kind of grabbed my attention, because that's how my older sister is. She can grab your attention. Mm-hmm. And she said this. She said, "Sheldon, every single person is an artist in their own special way." And when she said that, I thought, that's true. And anybody can be an artist in their own special way. I don't need to draw to impress people. It's something that I have as a gift. So if I'm happy and glad with it, that's all that really matters. And so I know what it was like to not have it, and then to have the gift, and then to lose it. But then how to regain it. And now that I had that ability again, I felt I still needed to do my part, which was not take for granted that I had the ability or the gifting to mm-hmm. do that, or to do art.
Well, I got so often we take our gifts for granted, yeah?
Yeah.
And to have that perspective, the Lord gave you a wise sister.
Oh, yeah, definitely. She saved me more than once.
How did you become a Christian?
Oh, in my 11th grade year, I had my firstborn son, Justin. And so I was 15, and my wife, Heidi, was 16. So when we moved out to the Big Island, actually, she moved here in 1988. Their family was attending church. I wasn't attending church. So when she moved, I felt like, okay, there goes my son, there goes my girlfriend. And so I wanted to move with them. Well, my mom said no, because I needed to graduate. I wasn't doing well in school, so my motivation was to graduate. So I had to do better. I actually failed my 11th grade year and almost never graduated when I was supposed to. But I made it up during my senior year. When I moved up to the Big Island, my wife's dad said, "The only way you can live with us is if you go to church." I thought, I hate church. I don't want to go to church. I know what it's like. It's a bunch of fanatics. It's not truth. It's not real. It's just a religious thing. But that was the prerequisite. I had to go to church. So reluctantly, I said yes. And so the first time I went to church, it was with Pastor Wayne Cordero. And when I walked into the church, I thought, this is not church. Everybody looks happy. You know, they're singing songs, they're clapping. This is music I like. They have drums, they have electric guitars. And then when Pastor Wayne spoke, it was just something that made sense. And I thought, this is not religious at all. It sounds like a relationship that I can have with this Jesus and with our Creator. And so it was on a Father's Day after some time that Pastor Wayne asked anyone if they wanted to have a relationship with God, then to say this prayer. But he tagged it with this. He said, "If you want to be a good father, you need God." And I know what it was like to not have a father, because when my father left us, he actually died when I was in the 11th grade. right around when my son was born. So it wasn't a great time in my life. But when he said, "You need God if you want to be a good father, you need God." When he said that, I thought, then I don't want to not be a good father. I want to do well. And so I received Christ that day, and ever since that day, I just continued to follow him best as I knew how, made some mistakes even after that, but the grace of God kept me moving forward. And to look back on that day and to receive Christ on Father's Day, I couldn't think of any other better day than on Father's Day. So that day when I said yes to him, it meant more than just I didn't have a father. It meant now I have a father, and he is my father in heaven. He's always been my father, but now I've acknowledged that, and I've accepted him in my heart.
Yes. Pastor, when did you discover your calling as a pastor?
Yeah, I think someone discovered that in me. You know, I never even thought about pastoring. I loved people. You know, I loved being around people. I loved being around family. So when Pastor Alex saw that in me, it shocked me a little bit, but it made sense.
What did he say?
He just said, you know, I've been watching you and the love you have for people, your faithfulness. And so he said, I want you to pray about receiving your pastoral license. And when he said that, the first thing came to my mind was, I wouldn't know what to do. You know, I don't know what's required of it. And then, what if I make mistakes? What if people say things? What if I do this, that? And I'm sure he could see that. So what he said was, it doesn't matter what people will think or say. What matters is this is the Lord. So go pray.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked with my wife, Heidi, and we prayed. And something that God put in my heart, he said this. He said, if you cannot be a pastor without your license, you will never be one with it. But if you love people and you love me, then the license won't get in the way of what I'm doing in you anyway. It's just a way to acknowledge what someone sees in you, in your pastoral licensing.
So you know what I find as I'm listening is the Lord has really given you people like your sister, your mother, Pastor Alex, they help, or even your father-in-law, they help bring perspective to your life, or perspective to your situation, and you know, even in this, you know, you being a pastor. Now, not to digress, but to look back at, you accepted Christ, you're there, right? How old were you at the time?
19 when I accepted Jesus.
Still a teenager. Accepted Christ, and then you and Heidi got married.
We got married right at that time because we weren't married. We were living together, and you know, I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
But if I wanted God's blessing on my relationship, then I needed to obey him in being married. We were going to get married anyway, but what we read in the Bible and where it talked about premarital sex and fornication, we didn't understand what that meant. And once we understood that it meant that when we're not living in God's boundaries, which is sex inside of marriage, we were having sex outside of marriage, when we understood the boundaries, then we knew that we were doing things our own way. So when we understood that God had a better way, then that's what prompted us to do things his way. So we got married shortly after I received Christ.
To find out more about Pastor Sheldon Laxina, go to newhopehilo.org. You see, here's a teenager, 15 years old. He has his first child. His soon-to-be wife, now his wife of many years, was 16. And then he moves to Hilo, and now he accepts Christ. He's 19 years old, and his life is positioned for significant change. Throughout his life, he's had people give different perspective, good perspective, healthy perspective on various situations and scenarios and things that he's had to go through. As you live today, I want you to know, look ahead. Look ahead, because God is repositioning you right now. The situation might not look like it's an easy one. It might be tough. You might be really wrestling with certain things within your own self. There may be spiritual forces at work too. I should just say, yeah, there are spiritual forces at work to either push you away from the Lord, or if you choose to do so, you can draw near to God even at this time. Pastor Sheldon drew near to God, realigned the way he was going to have his relationship with his wife, and then when they got married, they've seen the hand of God's blessing. You can find out more about him and the great ministry of New Hope Hilo at newhopehilo.org. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, you know, Pastor Sheldon has really grown as a leader. I've seen him in action. I've been able to listen to his preaching, and I really felt the ministry of the Holy Spirit speaking to me. Just recently, I heard him preach on prayer. And that ministry on prayer, his teaching on prayer, really spoke to my heart. And you know how you can tell that, one way you can tell it's the Lord speaking is because, you know, it's just personal, just for you. And you need it at that time, just like I needed certain reminders. I needed to go deeper in my understanding. There's certain points of application of prayer. On that Sunday, when I heard him preach, and maybe today, there's something that God is speaking to you directly about. It's something for you to respond to. He sends Pastor Sheldon Laxina, New Hope Hilo, to come speak to your heart. We'll be back with more. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org.
Hear me call.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
If you've heard of New Hope Oahu, that might be a question that you might say, well, Danny, of course I've heard of New Hope Oahu. Everybody has heard of New Hope. Well, did you know that it started in Hilo, New Hope Oahu, with Pastor Wayne Cordero? Well, Pastor Wayne Cordero was at New Hope Hilo. It started there, and as that ministry began to grow and explode, there was a young man, a teenager that grew up in Waimanalo, went to Kailua High School, graduated from Kailua. He said he struggled a little bit to graduate, but he graduated. But when he was 15 years old, he had his first child, his wife, 16. She moved to Hilo. He ended up going to Hilo, and he heard Pastor Wayne preaching. It was something that he had not expected. But through the course of events, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, spoke to him, touched his heart, and he became a follower of Jesus Christ. He became a Christian. Now, Pastor Wayne, eventually when he came to Oahu to build this great church here that has now gone worldwide, he passed on the torch to Pastor Alex Pacheco. And years into Pastor Alex's ministry, he saw a young man. This same young man from Waimanalo, from Kailua, that moved to Hilo, that came to Christ. He and his wife, Heidi, saw him in ministry, working with children and youth, and said, you have a special gift. And through the course of time, the Lord developed him to become the current senior pastor of New Hope Hilo. What an incredible story. To find out more about Pastor Sheldon Laxina, that's who I'm talking about, you can go to newhopehilo.org. I'm Danny Yamashiro. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. To hear this program in its entirety, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. We have free podcasts there for you, as well as other programs, other shows that connect virtually with you or a friend or family member virtually. Wherever you are in life, whatever your interests are, I think there's a plethora of programs that we're developing here so that you can use it as an outreach to a family member or a friend. Pastor Sheldon, lessons on leadership. I'm sure you've sat under Pastor Wayne, Pastor Alex, and I'm sure others. What lessons have you learned as a leader?
I think the number one lesson I'm learning as a leader is I'm learning as a leader. So although I need that that prodding once in a while, I think it's to continuously to stay teachable. When I look at the great leaders and people that lead our churches, there's always something to learn, and there's always something to glean from. And I think if I continue to do that, it'll be like a sponge. The more I can learn, the more I can pour out. I think the best way to describe it is, if I want to be a successful leader, then I must be a successful follower of Jesus Christ, who was the greatest leader to ever walk on this earth. And so I just need Jesus. And I think if I ever reach a place that I feel that I got this leadership down, then that's an indication that's telling me I'm not following Jesus anymore. So it's an ongoing lesson. And I'm just grateful that he's the one that leads me, and the one that leads through me. That's what gives me all the confidence.
How would you explain the way the Lord used your past to fulfill the destiny he has for you?
You know what is amazing is when I first came to know Christ, and that burden was released, you know, you feel so free. But the neat thing about it was, when that burden was released, it was no longer on my shoulders. It was kind of like now it's in a wheelbarrow that I can bring alongside of me and use it as a witness for people that, like teenage parents. I mean, I have so many teenage parents that come to me that say their life is over. They can't, their dreams are gone. They can't achieve their goals. And And so I pull out of my wheelbarrow when I was a teenage parent. So they can relate to that, then they see that there's hope, and the hope is in the Lord. If there's someone who grew up in a single parenting, I can pull that out of my wheelbarrow. So it's no longer a burden, but it no longer hinders me, but it now helps me. And I think when the Lord does something like that, it's only through his power and strength that that's possible. Otherwise, I could have gotten bitter. You know, I could have said, you know, I grew up like this, I grew up like that, I'm nothing. But he said, no, these are some things that you can redeem for me, because there's going to be a whole bunch of people that will be going through the same thing. And the Bible says that. For the things that I've been through, use it now for God's glory. So it's been more on this side, more encouraging to know that even my struggles and my suffering can be redeemed for the Lord.
Hmm. I think about the C.S. Lewis quote. I quoted him earlier, but there's another quote that I love where he says, friendships begin when one person says to another, "What? You too? I thought I was the only one."
Yeah.
And, you know, amen to that, what you just said, because of you. Actually, it's almost like your past. In a way, God leveraged it to qualify you to speak into people's lives in a hurting world.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think when I see somebody struggling, and even when I still go through different struggles, and the Bible says count it all joy, I think to myself, how can I count it all joy? It's not great at this time. But the only reason why it doesn't feel great is because it's that season. So when I'm going through a struggle or I see someone going through a struggle, I just look at it as you're preparing for something grand that God is going to do. And you don't see what's coming up, but he does. And you need this to win this part of the race. It's almost like football or any sport, that the coach is putting you through a rigorous routine, and your muscles are aching, and you're on a special diet. You don't understand, but it's because he sees the gold medal up ahead, or the prize up ahead. And we don't see that sometimes. And so if there's someone struggling right now, there's a prize at the end. And you may not see it right now, but the pain and the suffering that you're going through, sometimes we lose a loved one. Even when I lost my father-in-law, that was a big loss in my life because he was the only dad I knew of. But when I lost him and going through that struggle and pain, God said, because there's going to be others, so I need someone to understand them. And so when you go through this, stay on top of things, stay close to me, so that when I send people your way, you help them find their way back to me. So I think everyone's struggle can be used for the Lord, because there's people who don't know Christ, and they're struggling just like us who do know Christ, and they have no hope. We have it, and it's in Jesus Christ.
Your father-in-law, your sister, your mother, the Lord has given you a special woman in Heidi.
Oh, definitely.
Tell us about her.
Well, she is definitely special, and my strong support. You know, I cannot do what I do without her. You know, people will see the senior pastor and they'll see the leadership in the pastor. But I'm a husband and I have a wife. And the only way I can be successful, if you would call it that, in the senior pastor role or pastoring or ministering is when I have a supportive wife. And Heidi doesn't support me because she has to as a pastor's wife. She does that because she loves Jesus, and I am so thankful that she does. And even when there's times where it's a busy season, we always talk about, is it busy because I'm being busy, or is it something that the Lord is asking us to do? So we try our very best to balance that out, and she always comes back to Christ. You know, even if we look at what Christ has already done and what he is doing, it'll always come back to, it's the Lord that's doing something. We always got to get back to that. So she's been able to help me on that and keep me on track. She's very gifted in what she does, but she always loves me for where I am. She never says, you know, why don't you do this? Well, how come you're not like that? she loves me just as I am and loves me enough to always point me back to Jesus Christ. So she is phenomenal, and she is always by my side.
A husband and a father, as well as being a senior pastor. As Pastor Sheldon Lexina talking about his wife, Heidi, when we come back from our break, I want to throw out a question. You know, we've got a lot of children here, and yet we got a lot of parents. Parents need wisdom. Parents need encouragement. Sometimes we feel like, oh man, we do our very best and things get really botched up, at least on this side of things when we look at it from our perspective. Maybe, Pastor Sheldon, as you've been given perspective by some key others in your life, maybe you can throw out some perspective for somebody today that is parenting. They may be parenting as a husband and wife, maybe parenting as a single parent. But what kind of insight can you give? Maybe one insight, two insights. When we come back from our break, we're going to hear from Pastor Sheldon Lexine. He's a senior pastor of New Hope Hilo. He's married to Heidi. They make a real dynamic duo. And the Lord has really blessed the fellowship there, New Hope Hilo, really blessed the Big Island because of what God is doing in his life, his leadership. And really, today, blessing more and more people, not only throughout Hawaii, across the country and around the world. Stay with us. We'll be back with Pastor Sheldon Lexina.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my featured guest today, Pastor Sheldon Lexina. He's the senior pastor of New Hope Hilo. Find out more about him and his dear wife Heidi and their ministry, the bustling ministry there at New Hope Hilo. Go to newhopehilo.org. And to hear the rest of this show, if you're tuning in right now, I want to welcome you. But you can hear the rest of the show at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Pastor Sheldon, as a father, share with us an insight on parenting.
I think, you know, I try to gain wisdom from different parents, but I think the best wisdom I gain, now I'm not sure if everyone will agree with this, but I found this to be outstanding, is that I ask children how I can be a better father. And majority of them say, listen. And I said, what do you mean listen? They said, just listen to your children. You don't have to always lecture. You don't always have to correct. Just listen to what they're saying. And when I started to do that, it made sense. Because our children, they don't know. We say, you know, we know more than them. And that may be true. That's all the more reason why we should listen more than them, more than we speak, because they're saying something that they only know so much of. So when I started to listen to them, then it started to make sense. And so that was that helped me out tremendously. Another thing was when my son, he's going off to college this year, and I had some of our young adults who went to college, has been in college for about 2 years there on Oahu. And I asked them, I said, you know, okay, so my son is going off to college this year in a couple months. What should I do? How do I help him? How do I release that, release him? And they said this, help him make this first year successful, because it is this first year that will determine if he will continue on, if he will feel like he did a good job. So even in that, you know, as a young adult, he's going to have to learn to fly in the world, but it's still a part of me that wants to help him. So I felt I did everything possible to release him at this point, and then this first year in college, that to be more of a help rather than tell him what to do. So I think it's a continuous thing as a parent.
Hmm. You know, when I think about parenting and much needed word. You know, let me press it further. You know the listening part?
Yeah.
How do you listen?
Yeah.
I want to listen, but how do you listen?
Yeah, the first thing I had to do was make sure I spent time with them, even though it was short. I would tell them bedtime stories, and when I would tell them these stories, I thought, I just want to, even if it's 2 minutes before they go to bed, make sure I connect with them. So when they would have an outburst of anger or some kind of character flaw that I see in them, I would make sure I'm not on my computer watching TV or anything, but I'll give them my full undevoted attention. And so the best way I could say to listen is with my eyes, that I would make sure I made eye contact, make sure my body was facing them, and then when they would speak, I would nod in not agreement that you're right, but nod in the way of, I hear you, understand. I've said sorry and forgive me, I don't know how many times, when I just gave an outburst of anger, and I would have to go in there and make it right. Then I would listen to what they were going through. You know, okay, so tell Daddy why you did that. Then they would explain. So I think every situation is different. But the common thing I saw in listening was eye contact, asking for forgiveness, and then asking from their point of view what they were feeling. And they would share with me. And then I would understand, okay, there's some things that I needed to work on. So it was a learning process, but I think that's the best way that I could explain it.
You know, the way that you share, Pastor, it's easy to embrace because you're in it. You know, you're sharing out of your experience. It's not a judgmental way. You're not talking down. It's just like, oh, he relates with me. I can understand that. What would you say to someone right now who's facing a tough moment? We've got a couple minutes left. What would you say to somebody facing a tough moment?
Yeah, one thing is you're not alone. And not to take away from the sacrifices that you've made, but there's always someone there who's been through it. And if you can't find someone who's been through it, I guarantee you there's someone in the Bible that's been through it. You know, I used to read the Bible and think,
that's good.
I don't relate to these stories. Who is these people? Then when I went through my difficult times and I would read the Bible, I thought, wait a minute. This person was a young parent. Wait a minute. This person lost their father. Wait a minute. This person lived in a single family. Wait a minute. So when I read the Bible, I thought, wait, it's more than just stories. It's real life. But I could always find something in the Bible. So you're never alone. And then there's people that God sends in real life. That maybe a parent or an auntie or an uncle or brother or sister, a coworker. There's always someone. Even a pastor. People think pastors got it all together. We don't. God holds us together. So there's always someone that can come alongside and you can talk to. We're not in this by ourselves.
Pastor Sheldon, can you say a quick prayer
sure.
for someone right now?
Sure. Lord, I just lift up that person that is listening right now, that they may be on the end of their ropes. They may be thinking that there's nothing more to life. I pray that you would breathe fresh revelation into their life, that they would see beyond what's happening today, that they would foresee what can take place in their life, and in their life, and they would see that it's only through you that would make this possible. Lord, I pray for those that they may be struggling with who they are, their identity, or struggling with not knowing where they're going to go from this point on. They may be struggling with what to do with their life. And I pray that you give them the confidence that they need so that they can continue to move forward in the direction that you see for them. Lord, I do pray for those that just may be breezing through this radio station or this podcast, and they might be thinking, oh, okay, this is interesting. I pray, Lord, that they would see that they have a God, that you are their God, that you have a plan and a purpose for them, mm-hmm. that they would turn to you to continue to move on in their life for the very best life.
Yes.
Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pastor, thank you. Pastor Sheldon. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. Invite them to listen in and be inspired. This program is made possible because of financial supporters. If you'd like to be a part of helping reach someone with the love of Christ, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Click the Partners tab. Jesus says in John 14:15, if you love me, you will obey what I command. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guest, Pastor Sheldon Laxina. Find out more about him at newhopehilo.org. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.